35. The Thames. As they hit the water, Fur's hold was too strong for Modo to break. Modo had been prevented from sucking in a final gasp of air, and now they were sinking into the murky, cold water. All Modo could see was his enemy's angry face. Fur's was a two-handed death grip. They would both be dragged to the bottom thanks to his metal appendages. Modo pounded against the man's enormous chest. They sank deeper and deeper, until Modo felt his lungs would explode. Fur's right arm bubbled, and his grasp suddenly loosened. He shook the arm several times, but it stiffened and fell uselessly to his side. The water must have affected it, Modo thought. Modo brought his legs up against Fur's stomach. Fur's lips were moving, and his hold on Modo's throat grew even tighter. Modo gave him a two-footed kick, broke his grip, and flailed away. Fur lunged at Modo, but he sank heavily into the depths. Modo's lungs demanded air. He kicked, his frenzied thrashings taking him in circles. A realization burned. If I hadn't been trapped inside Ravenscroft, I'd bloody well know how to swim. Tharper's voice came to him then, as though he were speaking directly into his ear. No matter the situation, be calm. Modo stopped his thrashings and allowed himself to drift. He let out the tiniest bubble and noted which direction it went. Up! That way is up! He kicked with purpose now. The surface was far above him, but the light was getting closer. He kicked and kicked. Mrs. Finchley, he thought. Octavia! He churned his limbs, trying to reach the world above him, but he had used the last of his reserves. He couldn't stop from gulping in a mouthful of the putrid Thames. And another. He gulped until his lungs were full, and he sank.